This is Sky Sports Radio, giving you all your racing entertainment in 2015.
And they're racing.
Racing HQ and Tab Trackside daily at 10. Racing HQ is your leader for racing news leading up to the world-famous Sydney Autumn Carnival, including the championships.
It's a done deal, three-quarter sacred balls. It's a done deal, Mum the Queen Elizabeth.
Interviews, tips and opinions with Andrew Bensley on Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to Thursday's edition of Racing HQ. It's January 15. This morning, we're going to concentrate on the horse. Yesterday, we did a fair bit on the Cobalt. It's been well documented in all media what has unfolded in the last 24 hours. The investigations are now underway. We will follow them. But for today, we're going to concentrate on the horses. And first up on Racing HQ, we're going out to Randwick, where some stars are strutting themselves in trials. Colin Tucker's joining us from the Australian Turf Club. Morning, Cole.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Good to talk to you. I know we're about to see trial number six out there with Vancouver particularly going around, but you've already had some nice trials.
Yes, we have. Certainly some of the longer distance trials have been held, and Peak One, of course, went to Woodbine. And there was also some other very good horses in that, such as Permit and Greatwood, etc.
Yeah.
But, as I say, Woodbine won the first heat, defeating Queenstown and Tiara.
We're hoping to chat with Tommy Berry maybe after the Vancouver trial. He's going to dial in when he's got a couple of minutes to have a chat with us. But Woodbine finished off okay out wide in that trial. What about trial two? Because this was the likes of Sariovo for Godolphin, Pornichet, Hawkspur, Hampton Court, Forever Loved, Affirmation. They were all in trial two. How did that go this morning?
Yeah, Sariovo won that trial and was quite impressive in doing so. Of course, some of these horses aren't totally round up, but Sariovo beat Affirmation by a half neck with Forever Love to further half length away in third spot.
Okay, what about the others? Hampton Court and Pornichet, those sort of horses, did they get into the trial or was it a soft one for them?
It was pretty a soft one. The first three broke away from the rest of the group there, and as I say, the margin was a half neck. Got to be a bit closer for second and third, but Hawkspur, Hampton Court, etc., all ran on nicely, but it was a pretty impressive trial by Sariova.
Okay, that sounds... we'll talk to John shortly about that. What about trial three? This also had a few stars in it, didn't it? Like Shooting to Win, Diamond Drill, the Queen of the Turf winner, Contributor, Catkins. How did the trial three go?
Yes, again, a softer trial for some of those better-known horses, but Farolitos won that particular trial, defeating Diamond Drill, and Catkins got home nicely for third, just in front of Diamond Valores.
Okay, Diamond Valores. What about Shooting to Win?
Shooting to Win finished ninth in the field, and okay. There were only nine starters, so as I say, just an easy trial for him. Contributor finished fifth.
What about a couple of the other ones, trial four and five? I know we're about to have trial six out there with Vancouver in that one, but of the last couple that have been run so far?
Yes, Swipeline won heat four, defeating Happy Clapper and Mahatma. And then heat five went to Clash of Clans, defeating Lachlan Place and Sought After.
All right, so they're the main ones. We might come back later if you're running on time. Nina Rock's due to go around the group mare for John Sargent close to 10 o'clock. Thanks a lot, Cole.
No problem, Andrew.
Colin Tuck. Let's go Peter Snowden while he's got a couple of minutes. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
Briefly, between trials, we appreciate the trainers doing this for our listeners. Shooting to Win, just listening to Cole, not knocked around in that trial this morning.
Now he had an easy trial, Andrew. The plan is to give him three trials. I was originally planning to run him maybe the Eskimo, but depending on how he came up, I just don't think it's probably the right option for him. Being a step weight with penalties, he gets 60 kilos over 1,200 metres, which is probably a bit of an ask for him first up. So I decided to miss that race and go straight to Hobart, Bill.
Yep.
And for that reason, then he'll have three trials before he gets to there.
Well, you've got that extra time to get there now, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. He'll trial again on the 30th here. And probably another 12, 13 days after that, he'll trial again over 1,200 metres. So we'll give him a good grounding and maybe even a couple of track gallops, exhibition gallops in between if you think he needs it. But yeah. Look, I'm happy with him. He just never got out of first gear all day, and he had a little bit of a blow without being excessive. So it was just the right sort of trial for him to have first up.
No, that's good news with that one. I should mention, going forward, the Hobart Villa is a perfect race to kick off. And then there's just so many options, isn't there?
Yeah, with him, he's a bit lucky as well, because he's been to Melbourne and races that way well. So, unfortunately, the Australian Guineas and the Ramat Guineas are on the same day.
Yep.
But, look, that's an option for us now. We'll have that up our sleeve. We can go either.
Yep.
Depending on what the field is, where we draw, whatever. Track conditions, a lot of things can come into play on the day. So we've got an option to go either Melbourne or Sydney, second start back.
What about Diamond Valores into that trial, Pete?
Yeah, we asked him to do a little bit more, but I thought he tried excellent. He was very good late. Mate gave him a good rap when he got back, so he's certainly come back, and his work has been very good, though, I'll say that. He's been in work a bit longer than shooting to win, so he had a bit of fitness on him, but I was really surprised and pleased the way he hit the line in the trial. It was a trial of a horse going forward this prep.
Sounds like we're going to see him before shooting to win.
Yes, he'll race before him, yeah.
Yep, okay. All right, mate, I know you're busy. Oh, Snippet Slam, was that okay?
Yeah, he had a nice trial. He's in next Saturday. He's been kicking over, and I was happy with his trial. He had a really good fitness gallops, these sort of trials, Andrew. They do what you want them to do, and you do as much as you want to do with them in the trials. But he pulled up really well, and he looked to run next Saturday.
Righto, looking forward to seeing that horse. All right, mate, I know you've got horses still trialling. Thanks for your time, Pete.
You're welcome.
Peter Snowden joining us there from the Randwick Trials, and we appreciate these trainers. As I say, Tommy Berry is going to give us a call in the next few minutes, we hope, between trials, to have a chat about the likes of the horses that he's trialled this morning, Vancouver. He's also trialled a couple of other horses. He trialled Woodbine, who won that first trial there this morning, and he trialled another two-year-old, that Clash of Clans for Gay Waterhouse. He trialled that in a two-year-old open trial over 1,050 metres, as Colin Tuck told us, to win by half a length. So looking forward to chatting to Tommy between trials. And he also rode Diamond Drill, who Colin told us ran second earlier. We're going to go to John O'Shea and to Tommy Berry between trials, but right now let's go to Victoria and have a chat with Ken Keyes, who trains the very promising horse Rich Enough. Good morning to you, Ken.
Good day, Andrew.
Ken, you had such an enjoyable spring. I guess it's not guaranteed, but you're wanting to come back equally as good.
Yeah, it'll be hard to duplicate Andrew, but look, we hope he's come back as good, and he seems to have, so pretty hopeful of it all going on.
How long did he have out, Ken?
Not a long time, Andrew. He had a good 3 weeks, and then he started to walk the paddock, so I was trying to bring him in, which is not ideal. Would have liked him a bit longer, let down a bit better. But he's a pretty happy horse in the stable environment.
And in saying that, I guess he told you when he started walking the paddock he wants to get in and get amongst it.
Yeah, that's the type of colt. With colts, that's they don't want to get big and fat out there. So, no, he looks after himself pretty well, yeah.
All right, now take us through, because again, as I was just talking to Peter Snowden about shooting to win, there are so many options for these horses. Take us through what I know you've caught up with the owners yesterday. What have you got in your thoughts at this moment?
Look, I think the initial thoughts were we might have had brought him back for the Australian Stakes and the all, but it's all come around a bit too quick. I think we'll basically use the Newmarket as the middle point, or basically the aim.
Yep.
And basically look to Sydney after that.
Okay, so Newmarket down the straight, and we know he's okay down there. Sydney, we can't wait to see him in Sydney. Have you done much work going in that direction?
Oh, he does every other day, the other opposite to Andrew. So I think that'll be all pretty easy. Yeah. He'll take it all pretty easily in his stride. He's such a horse that adapts to most things pretty easily.
Yep. So where is he in his preparation, Ken?
Andrew, we were going to trial a week ago, but he did have an elevated white cell, so we just back off a little bit. So we'll probably trial, I would imagine, about 3 weeks.
Yep.
We'll delay it a little bit and maybe the Lightning might be the start-off point.
Okay, so you're thinking that the Lightning into the new market?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Look, he gets in, as all three-year-olds, obviously, at 50 kilos, basically, in the new markets. So, certainly, it's going to be a top-quality race, but it's hard to not have a crack at with that weight.
Yeah, for sure, when they're sitting down that low. The elevated white cell, has he got through that okay?
Yeah, and certainly. He was just treated a few days with antibiotics, and so we just back off him for a few days. And because we have this time frame, which gives us time, it shouldn't be any issue.
Yep, okay. Let's hope so, because, Ken, I know Woodside Park are in the horse now. He's such an attractive horse going forward. We don't want him to retire too quickly. We want to see him on the track for a while, mate.
Well, that's the wish for everyone, and Woodside are very supportive of that happening. So if he does his side of it, he'll keep racing.
Yeah, for sure. And I don't reckon we'll be able to get Michael Rodd off.
Unfortunately, we might have to take a couple of lengths off Michael to get into the new market.
Well, the 50, that comes into it. And of course, he's riding in Singapore, but 50 kilos he definitely wouldn't be able to do.
No, so look, that'll be sort of up for another discussion, but it's a fair way to go.
Yeah, okay, we'll wait and see. All right, well, the main thing is he's over that little hiccup and that you told us about, the elevated white cell. We'll wait and see what happens over the next little while. Thanks a lot, Ken.
No worries, Andrew. Thank you.
Good on you, mate. Ken Keyes joining us there. Tommy Berry, straight from the trials. Thanks, Tommy. Tommy Berry, good morning.
How are you, Andrew?
Very well. Thanks for phoning us in between trials. How's it going out there at Randwick?
Yeah, no, it's great. Rode a few nice horses this morning, including Woodbine, Pornichet, Diamond Drill and Vancouver. So they've all trialled quite nice so far.
All right. Woodbine finished off really good out wide in that first trial over 1,200.
Yeah, he was quite strong. He relaxed really nice behind the pace where he's best off ridden, and he really quickened the line nice. I think he's definitely taken improvement from going down to Melbourne over the spring and having that run down there.
Okay, so just being away has matured him a little bit more.
Definitely.
Okay. Now, you did ride Pornichet?
Yeah, I did. Pornichet, he jumped well. He travelled nice a bit further back in the field. He went a little bit keen in the middle stages, but he's on the fresh side. He is only his first trial, and he quickened the line quite well and got a little bit tight late. So he's definitely improved from his last preparation, and he's come along nice, and I think you'll see a lot more from him when he steps out in his second trial.
We've already spoken to Peter Snowden about trial three with Shooting to Win. He had an easy one, but I like the way all these place getters finished off, particularly for you, Diamond Drill.
Yeah, she's lovely. She's just one of those honest mares that comes back every prep and puts in 110%. But, you know, she's got a bit of that residual fitness from the spring, and she's going very well. I'm very happy with the way she is. And she showed a bit of speed today in a trial, being on the fresh side, and was strong to the line. But she had a very good blow when she pulled up, so she'll take great improvement from that.
Okay, so a good blow there. We know how good she can be, being a Queen of the Turf winner from last year.
Yeah, definitely, and that was after, you know, a very good spell. I think she had 18 months off before winning the Queen of the Turf, so not very easy for mares to do, but she just showed her talents on that day.
All right, now, Vancouver, you've been on just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, no, he was good. He's pretty laid-back customer, Vancouver, as we've seen in his trials, and even when he won race day, he wins. He's a, you know, a bit work and trade-like when he wins, but he didn't have his blinkers on today, so I made him find the line a little bit, but he pulled up. He had a nice blow, and he's going very good heading forward.
Okay. Do you feel Gail trial again there?
I'm not too sure. I'll leave that up to Gay. She's definitely got the option, obviously, to give him another trial or go straight to the races, but I'm sure she'll assess him after today and see how he pulls up. But whatever she does with him, he's definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, he's a nice horse. Has he changed in just even a short time?
I think he might know how good he is now. That's all. He's a pretty cruisy customer. He walks around like he's Elvis Presley. So, no, he's a lovely horse.
All right, that's Vancouver. You got a couple of others to come out there, Tommy. Good luck. We appreciate you dialing in and being a part of the show.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Tommy. John O'Shea's online now. He's out at the trials as well. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew.
Happy New Year to you, mate. And look, we thank, I say this regularly, but I really do mean it. These participants are at the trials. They're talking to us between them. So, John, we thank you for that. Sarajevo, my spies tell me out there, I was talking to a couple before the trial, said that the horse is looking quite forward.
Well, he's you know, he's ideally we'd like to get him going quite early. He's a lot lighter than what we've had him previously, and when we ran him last preparation, he was big as a house and wintry, and you know, I was mindful to be very conservative in how I approached the horses at that stage because I didn't have much of an idea what was going on.
Yep.
But I've got a bit better understanding of him now, and we sort of know where we need to be with him, and I think we've sort of got him relatively close to the mark and forward enough to run well first up.
So where are you going, John? Where are you looking first up?
Oh, look, he'll just have a nice run on a Saturday in about 2.5 weeks, Andrew, and I'll ideally get him on the board and get him back winning, and then, you know, beyond that, well, we'll sit down with Henry and the team and try and devise a program that we think will be effective for him.
You mentioned last preparation, there were wet tracks and things. It just nothing went right for Sarajevo there, did it?
No, he had wet tracks every run, so and you know, doggedly wet tracks. So I'm sure he's a much more effective horse back on top of the ground, and hence that's why he's in at this stage of the time of the year.
So just getting back into winning form, that's really what you're looking at. What about Contributor? He was pretty comfortable late in its trial this morning.
Yeah, look, we're happy with him, and James is happy with him. He's big and burly, and but being Australian, we've tried to sort of keep him, you know, relatively up to the mark without doing too much work. And we're happy with where he's at. He's made dramatic improvement last fortnight. He's got another trial to go, and we'll probably boot him off somewhere around the Warwick Stakes. I had envisaged taking him to Melbourne straight away for Carlisle, but, you know, the tracks are very firm down there, Andrew, and it's just probably too firm than what he liked. And particularly with the policy they have down there, they're happy enough to start them at good threes in the middle of summer. Well, by the time you get to 4 o'clock in the afternoon for a feature race, they run down the Hume Highway.
So, yeah, yeah.
We're inclined to probably leave him at home.
And do you feel he's a miler, or are you still learning a bit about him?
Oh, no, he'll run a mile and a quarter. I think James sort of equated him, obviously nowhere near as good as the horse that he won the Queen Elizabeth on last year.
Yep.
You know, he's the same stallion and a lovely turn of foot and probably most effective 10 furlongs and a run mile and a half, you know, if we ride him nice and conservative.
All right, looking forward to seeing him for sure. Agadir was all right late in the trial this morning.
Yeah, look, he's had a number of issues, mate, and he's finally sort of furnished into himself. I think he's got a nice Saturday win in him probably at some stage as preparation, but again, he probably needs it dry. So, we're happy with his condition and happy with him.
The two-year-olds, how are they all coming up, mate? I won't go through them all, but the likes of Furnaces and Otto Man and Sam Pierre, how are they ticking over?
Well, they're probably not as forward as some of the others. You know, they're sort of still a fortnight away from trialling. But look, we're happy with where they are, and they're sort of poking along nicely at the farm. I think a couple are going to jump out tomorrow, and, you know, by the time they sort of trial in about 2 weeks, I think it is. So, we've got plenty of time, you know, and have them nice and forward when they go to the races.
And Swainess?
Swainess will trial on Tuesday.
Okay.
He's going to have a burn round there. He's probably the one that grew the most and did the best in the paddock, and he's probably sort of needs to get on with him a bit because he's a big brute of a fella now and just needs a little bit of work. He's a very relaxed customer at home, and consequently he just needs to go to the races and get trialing and so forth to bring him up to the mark.
All right, we'll watch out on Tuesday for that. Thanks, John.
No, that's no problem, Andrew.
Good on you.
Happy New Year to you.
No, same to you, mate. John O'Shea, the trainer for Godolphin. So there's a run-through of some trials of what's happened out there this morning. As I say, Nina Rock, who we spoke to John Sargent about a little bit earlier, is trialling. And just before 9:45, Panzer Division and Scissor Kick are down to trial. So we'll get some news on that before we finish. Let's go to Brisbane. Rob Heathcote's now online. Morning to you, Rob.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. How did you end up through the Magic Million sales?
Yeah, a little bit weary. It's a busy week, 10 days or so. But no, it was a good sale for me. Ended up with some nice horses.
Well, that's good because, look, it can be so competitive and you need to restock, don't you?
Oh, exactly. I went there hoping I'd pick a couple up and, managed to end up with 8 very nice yearlings that I was very happy with. And even better news, subscribe most of them now. There's a couple there with, you know, a few 10 and 20% years left. So, no, very, very good start for them.
That's good. Okay. Well, Buffering, is he back home after doing his quarantine at Werribee in Melbourne?
Very close to. He arrived at the Gold Coast earlier this morning and the boys called me and said he looks fantastic. He's travelled well. We've given him time to make the trip from the Melbourne Quarantine Centre up to the Gold Coast, and he's on his way to Washcool Lodge. And I spoke to Kevin 5 minutes ago, and he still hadn't arrived, but he's due there any minute.
Okay. The main thing is that he's got out of Hong Kong with his condition still okay, because obviously you had that hiccup with the hoof, but you're going to give him time now to get over that, and you'll probably bypass the majority of the Sydney autumn?
All of the autumn, Andrew. We've pretty much made our mind up now. Well, I'll give him a little time to get over the journey. He's done quite well throughout the quarantine period. He was about 508 kilos when he raced, and he's up to 525 kilos now. So he's done quite well in the downtime. And as I said, we'll bypass the autumn. We'll let the boys crack into each other down there, the superstars, and we'll leave Buffing to go around up here at home during the winter. So he's travelling. He's over until possibly we take him back down for the spring, where, well, admittedly, he goes very well at Moonee Valley. So we'll have another look at the Moyer Stakes and possibly the Manukato again, if all is well.
Rob, Buffering, it's a different sort of Brisbane winter now, isn't it? Because the Stradbroke is 1350 at Doomben.
Exactly, and that certainly is more favourable for Buffering. Whilst he's never won a Group 1 on in his home state, he's performed admirably. He has, in fact, ran second in two Stradbrokes, and he's also performed well over the road at Doomben and the Doomben 10,000. But 1350 of the Stradbroke now certainly makes it a more viable proposition. And I guess weight-wise, he quite possibly is going to be one of the highest-rated horses in the race, as it is still a handicap. But taking a line through Apache Cat in the past has been weighted on about 58.5. It's certainly a weight where I would consider running Buffering in that.
So you'd look at, a lot comes down on who else is nominated. But if you get around that, the 1350 around, it sounds silly. People say to me, how is it easier? But can you describe it from the 1350 at Doomben is a little bit easier than the normal distance at Eagle Farm?
Yeah, exactly, Andrew. And, you know, the 1400 at Eagle Farm was always considered to be a pretty tough 1400. It's kind of similar, I guess, to maybe even Moonee Valley. Make the comparison from Moonee Valley to Flemington, and it's similar from Doomben to Eagle Farm. It's not as testing on a horse. And, I mean, of course, it's still the same distances they have to run. Each furlong is 200 metres, but it seems to be you can get horses that struggle to get 1,200 at Eagle Farm, for example, and yet they can get it at Doomben. And I think if you want the best example would be Chief De Beers. He was a superstar up here. He won 20 races in his life. They were all at Doomben. Never won one at Eagle Farm.
Yeah, no, it's a staggering stat, the one the Chief De Beers. So he's going to have a good spell now, recoup, get that body back 100%, and then bounce into the Brisbane winter. So let's hope that the horse can do it all again. Sunshine Coast, they've got a strong meeting there on Saturday, haven't they, Rob?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, with Eagle Farm out of play, with the track renovations, we're moving around a little bit now. We had the Gold Coast for the last couple of weeks, but now we go up to Caloundra and then back to Doomben, and then I believe even Toowoomba's got a Sydney Metropolitan standalone meeting. So it's giving the track a breather. But the Caloundra track's been playing fantastic this last 12 months. They haven't had the rain that we've had in previous years, and it looks like being a fantastic meeting on Saturday.
One that I'd like just to get an update for our listeners is Sea Red in race 5 on Saturday, a horse that we've spoken about in the past. I see Alicia Collett's taking the claim there on Saturday.
Yes, and she's a mare that goes very well fresh, and she has won first up at both the last preparations. But yeah, a word of caution, she's only had the one hit out at Doomben going into this 1400 metre race, so I suspect she may well need it, but she's such a quality mare that she's going to be competitive whatever she does.
And what about Excellent Ace?
Yeah, look, he was brave last week at the Gold Coast. It's probably not his favourite track, certainly not his trainers anyway, but he was brave. He got held up at a crucial moment and still run a brave shift. He'll be better suited on the bigger track at Caloundra. And with Alicia's tone, he's going to get in with 57 for him as a bit of a luxury weight.
Yeah, no, he gets down because he's so consistent. He does carry the top weights regularly in his races. Good on you, Rob. Thanks for joining us this morning to get an update on Buffering now that he's back home or virtually home, spelling at Washpool. We look forward to seeing him in the winter, mate.
Good on you, Andrew.